Hey, you're listening to A Side Quest, a podcast about video games by people who are too busy to play video games. I'm Dave Rupert. With me is Jan Wang. Jan, how are you?
Good.
And
how are you guys doing?
Well, so far so good. This is a brand new episode, brand new podcast, episode zero. But before we kind of launch into it, maybe people don't know who we are, so we should talk about that. Jan, go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a front-end designer at Vox Media. Been doing a web thing for quite some time now, and I think I've been working so much I haven't even got to a point to get to where I need to be at in my game life.
Well, and that's exactly, I'm the same. I'm Dave Rupert, and I make websites with a small company called Paravel, but running my own company, building websites for big companies, and I am just way too busy. So, and I have two kids, and I don't sleep. So, and Jan and I, we've got this idea to, like, kind of build this out, this show, because we play Overwatch, like, I don't know, 3-4 nights a week. I don't know, but it's, like, late. We're, like, burning oil, right? Midnight oil to play Overwatch, and we're like, man, but this Overwatch is fun, but we also have this, like, whole Steam library full of games we'd like to play, but we just don't get to it, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's always the Steam, you know, like, holiday sales and winter sales and summer sales, and it just games just accumulate. And I'm just like, I just want to play these games, but we're just constantly playing Overwatch. And I just love playing Overwatch, but I'm like trying to figure out, like, how do I balance my time between playing Overwatch and then all this other backlog and stuff. At the same time, trying to figure out, like, how to get my work done at the same time.
Right. And so my thought here was, I did the math. Hold on. I'm going to get a calculator. I did some math, like a little pocket calculator math. There are, 365 days a year times 24 hours in a day. That is 8,760 hours a year, right? And you divide by three, because, like, one third of that is sleeping, one third of that is work, although we probably overwork. So now you're down to 2,920 hours of time, free time in your life in over 1 year. And so how are you going to spend it? And so I thought it'd be fun if we just did a podcast where it's almost like a stand up where we're just going to ask each other, what did you play last week? And did you play anything interesting? And then kind of get into, like, what's on your list? Like, what are you trying to do this next week? And what games, like, of your, like, queue do you want to get through? Right now I'll confess to you my list of shame?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. In my Steam library, there are 41 games. How many do you think I've played?
I'm going to say at least half of it.
Survey says no. I played like four of these. So it is so bad, dude. I'm in such bad shape. So I have a lot of work to do. And I have a Switch too. And the Switch releases all these, like, first party games and all these, like, third party. And I have an Xbox too. And I, you know, get games for that. But I, like, never play them because I'm just... I just don't think about it. So anyway, I'm going to, like, I think we should just maybe jump into our very first stand-up. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. All right, Jan, what did you play this last week? Haha.
Oh, well, I've been wanting to finish, you know, Breath of the Wild since it came out. And this game is definitely like a second job. And I feel like I've probably put in like close to 40 hours, and I feel like I'm barely just getting through it. So that was what I was doing mostly during the winter break, is just trying to peck away at this game. And every time I feel like I made progress, I have to go collect 10 grasshoppers for somebody. And I'm just like, oh man, I owe this NPC player some grasshoppers. So it just throws me totally off. So that's number one game right there. And then there's also like a whole bunch of games in 2017 that I never even touched that I wanted to get through, such as like Metroid, you know, the Return of Samus, like on the 3DS. I was like, oh, really, yeah, stoked for that one. I also got Wolfenstein. Like, I heard like great things about Wolfenstein. Like almost like game of the year candidate, and I just haven't touched that. And then there's two other games that even goes beyond 2017, which is like Hitman and Life is Strange. And I'm just trying to get to those games.
Hmm. Interesting. Life is Strange is on my list as well. It's like, it's that game. Everyone's like, oh, it's such a great game. You should play it. And it's like, I haven't. So, and it's like free now, right? Or something. It's like $0 almost.
Yeah, it's almost, you can get almost, like, I think this past sale was like $5.
Oh man. Jiminy Christmas. Yeah. I didn't actually play any games like very recently. I've been reading comics and stuff like that. And so maybe that stuff is valuable and comes into play. It's not just games, you know, it's like, what are you doing, like to satisfy, I don't know, your brain. So I've been doing a lot of reading, but man, I was looking, like avidly looking, like for a, like, is there like a game I could play on my phone or something? There's not a lot of mobile games that I've come across. But there is this game I keep like and end up playing is Train Bandit by our friend Rusty, who we've met at Juegos Rancheros here in Austin. But it's basically just a reaction game. Like you're a dude on a train or a character on a train, and you like flip over to the other side of the train to hit a bad guy before it shoots you. And then there's some few little mechanics in there. I love it. It's like addictive. I am no good at reaction games though. I'm just so bad. I like slow as molasses. So I really am looking for a game, but I have this giant queue and I don't even know, man. Let's see. The one game I want to play, and I've wanted to play it for a really long time is The Signal from Tolva. Have you heard of this game?
No, I have not.
Signal from Tolva is a kind of a first person-y kind of, I don't know, you'd think it was like Minecraft, but then it's got like a shooty element to it, you know, like you're, it looks like you're kind of like scavenger, cause you are like a scavenger robot, but then you like kind of gets like more intense and as things goes on. But, the art style is this artist, Ian McHugh. He does all these like space junker arts, like projects and inspirations and whatever you call them, illustrations. But he does like, he has this style, and then the developers from this game were like, hey, can we take your style and put it into a game? And I love that. And like, I watched all the like making ofs and whatever, and I just was like, oh, I gotta play it. And so like, it's like, that's at like the top of my list of things I want to get to. But it's you know, it's maybe a good sit down, but that's on my list. Man, there's, you know, some, I have like a VR thing, and I don't know if you've heard of Rec Room, but that's a VR game. I bought Rocket League and I played like two matches, and then I was like, maybe this is not for me, but I need to like play it and figure it out. And this is like, again, like just a few of 40, but it, another one, Nuclear Throne by Vlambeer. I've never played it. I want to play it. I think I would very much like it, cause it's just kind of a shooter, like a, I don't know, Hotline Miami kind of just jump into a level and shoot sort of thing. But, or Miami Hotline Miami. There you go.
Yeah,
that's also on my list too. So there you go. Anyway, I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I don't know what. So what game of those that you listed out are you gonna do? What are you gonna be responsible for this week, John?
I think I'm gonna continue playing Breath of the Wild because I finally started getting some momentum. You know, like I think I'm no longer running around the area like constantly dying, so I'm finally getting some hearts, I'm getting some stamina, running around. I complete my first divine beast, which I think that was a huge thing for me, was defeating one of the divine beasts. And and I just want to peg away at that. I'm thinking if I could just dedicate at least 2 hours a night, I could probably make a lot of progress.
Oh yeah, that sounds like Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, it's like, if I could, just with my schedule, it's like, if I could get like one or two nights where I could get like 2-3 hours just to give it a go, I could probably do pretty well. So, yeah. I need to figure this out. I think I want to play Nuclear Throne. I want to play that really bad.
Okay.
It's like the most shameful one on my shame list.
I know that Breath of the Wild is such a vast game, and I'm not the only one. I read through forums, I went on Reddit, and you yourself, you've played well over, what, how many hours of Breath of the Wild?
It's gross. It's like 140. I like played it a lot. Like I just played it any minute I could, and like while my kids were just watching the show, like a cartoon for the 400th time, I was like, I'm in Hyrule. I'm playing Hyrule. And so that was my life for like 9 months or something like that. It was ridiculous. It's a ridiculously huge game, but I was happy to finally be done.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful game. All the characters are charming. I mean, I just really, I want to have that feeling of completing it. And, for now it just feels like there's no end in sight.
Are you a completionist? Are you like, I have to get everything, pick up every rock,
catch Kurok? I am a completionist, but I'm starting to feel like maybe that's my problem. Like when I'm playing a game, I always feel like I'm playing it incorrectly because I accept every quest. I'm gonna do every side quest. I'm gonna take every picture. Whatever mechanics that are in a game, like in Breath of the Wild, they give you a camera mechanic, and you're supposed to take pictures of enemies as you fight them, and then you're supposed to run back and show it to somebody and get like some sort of reward. I always feel like there's always some picture. I'm like, I would run across a sub boss and then I would beat it, and I would feel so relieved. And then I'm like, oh, no, I didn't take a picture of it. So I actually stop the game and replay it.
Oh,
I just
no.
lose so much time. Yeah, I just lose so much time. So anyway, so that's just one of my problems with Breath of the Wild. It's just trying to get every little thing. And I think with the urgency of trying to will this list down, I think maybe I need to stop doing things like that and just try to get the game beaten. Like beat the main boss. That's the go.
Right. Well, get to a point where you feel comfortable like beating the main boss. But yeah, no, I feel the same way. I'm very much a completionist, and this is like, again, it's like, I'm coming around to this idea of endless content, you know? It just, there's so many video games. I want to keep playing Overwatch. So I that's going to occupy a good chunk of my video game time. And then I want to like beat all these other games. So, just play them, experience them. I heard about another one, a few this week. My list just keeps growing. So I think this project that we're doing here, this podcast, is going to be pretty great in terms of like whittling down this list. And so, I'm super excited to do this, man, and I think we're gonna do good, and we're gonna come back next week with some stories. So
yeah, I'm excited
because I think we're going to PAX, but I need to figure that out. So, but yeah, so we might be at PAX South, and we'll see some stuff and come report back, and then our list of shame, our list of games we want to play will be even larger. And this is very exciting. So I guess we should wrap it up, huh? We'll wrap it up early here. We're shooting for about 15 minutes of the show, so you don't have the time to listen to podcasts, you don't have the time to listen to games, so we want to acknowledge that fact. So thank you. All right, well, thank you for listening, and Starheart, favorite up, be sure to subscribe, click that subscribe button, and we really appreciate that. And if you have games or lists of shames that you want to share with us, or you think we should play, definitely reach out to us. I'm at Davatron5000, Davatron 5000 on Twitter and mastodon.social. So hit me up there. And Jan, do you have a Twitter handle that you like to point people to?
Yeah, it's going to be at Jan Huang, and the name will be on the show notes, because if I spell it out, it's just not good. to help it, y'all.
There's two H's in there. No.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Hey, all right. We'll put it in the show notes and, thank you for downloading this. We really appreciate that. And yeah, send us any wrecks you got. We'll take them. So thanks a lot for listening. This is the outro. Thanks.